Hello, and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Lassie Hatley, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you. My husband, Kelly, is the music minister and minister to active Christian living here at the church, and our family has been members here for almost 13 years. In this Advent devotional guide, we are journeying through the story of the Bible and looking at the ways we see light break through the darkness, from creation to new creation. Today is Friday, December 13th, and I'm reading Isaiah chapter 5. Chapter 5. I will sing for the one I love a song about his vineyard. My loved one had a vineyard on a fertile hillside. He dug it up and cleared it of stones and planted it with the choicest vines. He built a watchtower in it and cut out a wine press as well. Then he looked for a crop of good grapes, but it yielded only bad fruit. Now you dwellers in Jerusalem and men of Judah, judge between me and my vineyard. What more could have been done for my vineyard than I have done for it? When I looked for good grapes, why did it yield only bad? Now I will tell you what I am going to do to my vineyard. I will take away its hedge, and it will be destroyed. I will break down its wall, and it will be trampled. I will make it a wasteland, neither pruned nor cultivated, and briars and thorns will grow there. I will command the clouds not to rain on it. The vineyard of the Lord Almighty is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah are the garden of his delight. And he looked for justice, but saw bloodshed, for righteousness, but heard cries of distress. Woe to you who add house to house and join field to field till no space is left, and you live alone in the land. The Lord Almighty has declared in my hearing, surely the great houses will become desolate and fine mansions left without occupants. A 10-acre vineyard will produce only a bath of wine, a homer of seed only an ephah of grain. Woe to those who rise early in the morning to run after their drinks, who stay up late at night till they are inflamed with wine. They have harps and lyres at their banquets, tambourines and flutes and wine, but they have no regard for the deeds of the Lord, no respect for the work of his hands. Therefore, my people will go into exile for lack of understanding. Their men of rank will die of hunger, and their masses will be parched with thirst. Therefore, the grave enlarges its appetite and opens its mouth without limit. Into it will descend their nobles and masses with all their brawlers and revelers. So man will be brought low, and mankind humbled, the eyes of the arrogant humbled. But the Lord Almighty will be exalted by his justice, and the holy God will show himself holy by his righteousness. Then sheep will graze as in their own pasture, lambs will feed among the ruins of the rich. Woe to those who draw sin along with cords of deceit, and wickedness as with cart ropes. To those who say, let God hurry, let him hasten his work so we may see it. Let it approach, let the plan of the Holy One of Israel come so we may know it. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and clever in their own sight. Woe to those who are heroes at drinking wine and champions at mixing drinks, who acquit the guilty for a bribe, but deny justice to the innocent. Therefore, as tongues of fire lick up the straw, and as dry grass sinks down in the flames, so their roots will decay, and their flowers blow away like dust. For they have rejected the law of the Lord Almighty, and spurned the word of the Holy One of Israel. Therefore, the Lord's anger burns against his people. His hand is raised, and he strikes them down. The mountains shake, and the dead bodies are like refuse in the streets. Yet for all this, his anger is not turned away. His hand is still upraised. He lifts up a banner for the distant nations. He whistles for those at the ends of the earth. Here they come, swiftly and speedily. Not one of them grows tired or stumbles. Not one slumbers or sleeps. Not a belt is loosened at the waist. Not a sandal thong is broken. Their arrows are sharp, all their bows are strung. Their horses' hooves seem like flint, their chariot wheels like a whirlwind. Their roar is like that of the lion, they roar like young lions. They growl as they seize their prey and carry it off with no one to rescue. In that day, they will roar over it like the roaring of the sea. And if one looks at the land, he will see darkness and distress. Even the light will be darkened by the clouds. Thank you for listening along. The title of my devotion is God's Way is Light. Years ago, on a quick trip to East Tennessee, Kelly and I stopped at a fascinating attraction in the small town of Sweetwater. The Lost Sea takes tourists down into a deep cave that has an underwater lake. While riding in a small boat, tourists are surprised to find the lake is filled with rainbow trout. Originally, the trout were brought in to see if they would venture to better living conditions on their own. However, they stayed put, grew comfortable in their darkness, and now barely resemble their cousins that live above ground. You see, rainbow trout are supposed to be colorful, control the dragonfly populations, forage, mate, and host colonies of parasitic slime mold. Now, after living in continual darkness, they've lost most of their color and a good bit of their eyesight. They rarely mate and have become dependent on human feedings. Our flourishing as humans can also be thwarted when we continue to live in spiritual darkness. In Isaiah 5, God delivers a message to Israel, warning them of the consequences of lives lived apart from the light of the world. The message is delivered through the prophet Isaiah as both a parable and a song. God is the owner of a vineyard that he has carefully tended. The fruit is the nation of Israel. Despite God's care and blessings to enable them to produce their best, they have chosen darkness. God expects their fruit to be lives lived with justice and integrity. Their fruit is rotten because they have instead committed a litany of named sins. They have no regard for the deeds of the Lord or the works of his hand, according to Isaiah 5:12. In 5:20, God calls them out for calling evil good and good evil, naming dark light and exchanging bitterness for sweet. Sadly, their circumstances and consequences are dire. We don't have to look far to see people ignoring God's instructions and living in darkness. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." John 8:12. Since Jesus is light, a life lived apart from his will is total darkness. However, unlike the cave trout, Christians know the path toward light. 1 Thessalonians 5:5 says, "For you are all children of light." So as we wait for the second coming, let's be eager to share the ways he has illuminated our lives and rescued us from darkness. Let's pray together. Dear Lord, may we reflect your light in our interactions with others so that they can't help but run to you. In Jesus' name, amen.